My name is Sang-in Hwang. I'm from South Korea. And my presentation title is Changes in the Soil Carbon Storage of Soil, South Korean Croplands. The original title of my presentation was the rice paddy, not cropland, but we have some problems to extract some data from cropland to do some GIS work for rice paddy, but we have some problems, so we changed the titles from rice paddy to croplands. Okay. Okay. World Watch Institute said to escape from global catastrophe, first one, the greenhouse gas emissions are required to peak before 2020, then to drop toward 85% below 1990 levels by 2050, with further reductions beyond this time. And then by 2050, zero net emissions should be achieved. And then beyond 2050, net emission must be negative. It means the greenhouse gas should be absorbed more than the amount of carbon emission. And the professor Dyson in Princeton University said, the problem of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere is a problem of land management, not a problem of meteorologists. It means it's land management is very important to control the climate change problems, especially for carbon sinks. So there would need to be a large-scale approach to store carbon in soils through progress toward sustainable agriculture and regrowing forest. To do this, we need to develop appropriate land management strategies to maximally maintain and increase the soil carbon storages. So in this study, we present effect of land use change on the soil carbon storage of South Korean croplands. Furthermore, we suggest some options, maybe general options, to make agriculture and land use climate friendly and climate resilient in South Korea. Research method. Firstly, carbon stocks in soils, according to land use change in croplands in South Korea, were calculated based on IPCC good practice guidance for land use change and forestry. And we calculate reference soil organic carbon stocks for croplands, maybe the reference or reference years is for the 1980s. So it shows this table shows the some factors, just reference soil organic carbon stocks. South Korea is located in the Far East area. And then three carbon stock change factors in cropland is like some types type of cropland use, tillage, and carbon input levels. But we have no data about that kind of factors. So we set them as a unity. In South Korea, we had approximately maybe 2.5 million hectares of crop lands in 1980s, but the area is decreased gradually into the 2000. So 2000 in 2000 years there is some maybe 0.7 million hectares. And then maybe 25% of crop lands has been converted to the forest lands, and then maybe 10% of crop lands is was converted to settlement area in 2000. We calculated the carbon soil carbon stocks change in crop lands during the 20 years, and in 1980s, approximately the carbon soil carbon stocks maybe about 20 millions ton carbon, but 2000 there is 7 million tons carbons calculated. So it means we need to just try to make more sustainable crop land and land use. So firstly, we need to enrich soil carbon. For example, enhance soil nutrients through organic method to minimize tillage, incorporate biochar, something like that. And on land use, firstly, we need to protect and expanding existing greenfields. For example, reduce deforestation and land clearing, and reduce uncontrolled forest and grassland burning, and manage conservation areas as carbon sinks. Secondly, we need to restore degraded or brown fields, maybe revegetate degraded watershed or area, increase maybe increase green space in previous contaminated brown fields, reestablish forest and grassland cover in biological corridors, something like that. Summary and conclusion. In South Korea, cropland areas remained about in half during the period from 1980s to 2000s. Also, the remaining cropland was converted mainly to forest land. It's about 25%, and 10% maybe settlements. And soil carbon stock in croplands has decreased during 20 years. So enriching soil carbon is needed to make cropland more sustainable. Also, we need to protect expanding greenfields to restore brown and degraded fields more actively. Okay. Thank you for your attentions. In our calculation, we did not include that kind of some conversion from cropland to forest, because we just try to the change of a cropland area during the 20 years. So we need to maybe further work for that kind of cropland conversion to forest or something like that. a biochar.
Yeah, where are you getting the biochar from?
We just try to that kind of biochar from some combustion under the maybe raw oxygen environment or something like that. So I don't know exactly the biochar in South Korea, but we try to do that kind of.
So I have a question. Is the South Korean government actively encouraging people to take some of these mitigation strategies up?
Right now, from President Myung-bak Ri, President, is trying to set up some kind of a green growth agenda in South Korea. So we would like to try to set up the low carbon society in our country. In both economic growth and maybe social-oriented some demeanor or behavior or something like that. So
there's no law, but there's sort of
no law. But we right now we have some draft for the green growth rules. But it is a very struggling to pass that kind of road.